Teaching life skills to our kids is an important task. And what if I told you it's no rocket science? And you can teach things like assertiveness, problem solving through everyday situations you encounter at home. Confused? Well, children learn these life skills better when they're not asked to share their toys. And handling sibling fights better will also help your child learn these skills subconsciously. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Rahat, and you're listening to Dr. Mommy Speaks Parenting Podcast. Here we have expert interviews and my personal experience as a Dr. Mommy. I will help you understand your child's behavior better and teach you simple behavior strategies that will help make this arduous journey called parenting easier. Sibling fights. Do they really need to be tackled, or is it just us parents overreacting? Well, in my household, fights are really common. We've got two under four and neither is submissive. I don't think they need to be. Half the time, I find myself sandwiched between he took my toy and it's my turn now. This plays out later and it ends up actually in a verbal fight which soon escalates to snatching and fighting over the toy. Now, as a parent, I know you'd be tempted to resolve the fight because everyone loves a calm and serene environment. Except this is a kid's household and here, silence is suspicious. So understand that we don't need to run to our children's rescue each time they're in trouble. Also, a sibling fight or a fight with peers gives the chance to the child to express himself and to exert his or her opinions. The most important thing sibling fights do is teach them problem solving. So here are a few things that you can do when you wish to resolve a conflict as it's failed to be productive or it has turned violent. Tip number one, try to be neutral. Don't take sides. To do this, all you gotta do is hear both the kids out. Now what it does is it makes them feel heard. They also learn to trust you better, and next time, whenever there's a conflict, either within the house or amongst the peers, they won't think twice before coming to you. Tip number two, validate and repeat. Now, when hearing each kid out, validate his point of view. And as you know, when talking to a kid, words, your choice of words matters the most. So saying things like, that was bad. I can understand how much you like that toy. What you're going to achieve by this is giving tons of clarity to the child. Next, repeat each child's version. Oh, so he snatched your toy first. That's a bad thing to do. Now, this will help both the kids to understand the problem and they may even own it up without you having to insinuate further. Tip number three, let the fight play out. Yep, you heard me right. As much as you would be tempted to dissolve the fight sooner, play a mute spectator to the whole scene. Only because it will help your children learn to fend for themselves. They will learn problem solving, which can be learned only through practical life examples. And nothing better than a sibling fight happening right in front of your eyes in your own home environment. Now, this is something that's completely under your control. So there is no harm in letting the fight play out and seeing how your children are handling it. Tip number four, ask the kids for their opinions and solutions. Don't try to be the mediator just because you are the adult. Ask your child what can be done about it and you will be shocked at the answers you receive. Words like, what do you think we should do? Help in gaining insights into the child's perspective easily. Sharing toys. Do we really need to teach our kids to share? Are they actually sharing, or is it just us forcing them to share? Why our kids learn more when they don't have to share? I know all of this sounds pretty contradictory to the ways in which we've been raised. But there's tons of solid research to support this. I know, we all want our kids to be kind and generous humans, but asking them to give up a toy they're playing with in attempts to encourage the sharing is caring feeling doesn't actually help. It doesn't cultivate generosity nor empathy. Instead, work on cultivating real life skills that they can actually use in later life. And for doing this, all you gotta do is to teach these big skills is practice conscious parenting. So here's how you can do it. Number one, teach your child the assertive language that they can use to solve any problem. For example, if one of the siblings comes and tells the other one, "Can I have a turn when you're done?" You gotta teach your kids to answer in a way that's assertive. Words like, "I'm not done, you can have it when I'm done." These are going to help the child learn to speak up for himself, to not always give up whatever he wants. Number two, waiting and turn taking. Now, repeating this concept over and over again so the child understands how taking turns work. For example, the big sister can have a turn when she's all done. You can have a turn after her. Or else something like, "I see you're not using the car anymore. Go find a little brother. Remember, he's waiting for a turn." These kind of words and conversations help etch certain things in a child's mind. And that is, they're not the only owners of the toy. And why do we need to share? Not because sharing is caring. Yes, all of that is there. But then they need to share because you have to be considerate about the other sibling or the peers. And you'll be able to achieve this by a slight change in conversations with your child. Number three, maintaining boundaries. Now, for teaching your children about boundaries, model and teach them to uphold boundaries for others' possessions and personal space, not only his own. For example, saying things like, "You'll have to wait, I can't let you take it out of her hands." Or, "Did you like it when she grabbed your doll? Tell her stop, I don't like that." You see what we did there? These kind of statements, you know, your children need to know how to answer and how to react in these situations, because usually children are not very good with these big emotions and expressing themselves becomes a task. So number one, providing the children with a proper outlet to express themselves, and empowering them with a proper choice of words is going to help them tackle any situation easily. And last of all, you got to validate your child's feelings. Like we spoke earlier, it is so hard to wait. You know, you have to tell your child whenever you see your child struggling, when you've said that you got to wait for your turn, and no, your child isn't going to take that easily. There's going to be a flood of emotions that you got to be ready with. So during that time of flood of emotions, using words like, "I know it's hard to wait. You really wanted to play with that doll. Or would you like to color with me while you wait?" These kind of things are not distracting your child, but they're going to be redirecting your child. You'll be helping him to channelize that frustration which he had from not getting the toy into something better. And also, because you validated his feelings, he's going to know that, okay, he's not wrong. Mother also thinks that I wanted to play with that toy, but it's because my elder sister's turn, I will have to wait. Lastly, the flood doesn't go on its own, so welcome the tantrum. If it's not their turn yet, it might bring out a lot of frustration and anger, and this is okay. We cannot control how our limits make them feel, right? All we do is we set limits. We have to allow all the expressions of emotions, because if you've set up a boundary and then you expect your child to behave and abide by the boundary, that's going to be a lot to ask from a little child. Now, kids learn more life skills and develop empathy and generosity when they aren't forced to share. When a child is playing with something and another child wants it, we say, "Be nice, share." But this is us, the parents, who are doing the sharing, not the child. We want child-led sharing and turn-taking. Not because we told them so. What's going to happen is every time you're there, the child, either out of love or your fear, will share. But what about the times when you're not there? When he's in daycare or play school, what's he going to do there? So making the child to listen, making teaching the child to share, not because you're saying it, but because it's the right thing to do. To teach this, all you gotta teach them is taking turns. Now, the more we understand, validate, and trust our children, the less likely they will feel a need to cling to their items. They will willingly decide to share. I know it seems like a dream, but then once you start practicing this, you will notice a change in your children. Forced sharing actually makes kids be more territorial and cling to their possessions, and in turn, they feel like we treat them unfairly. And they can even grow resentment towards us, even others with whom they had to share. It could be a sibling or a friend. So we can instead empower our kids with healthy boundaries and control of their possessions, which will allow for a natural empathy and generosity to emerge. That's it for today. Do subscribe to my podcast so you will be notified each time a new episode is online. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as Dr. Mommy Speaks. Don't forget to like and review our podcast wherever you listen. It will help others to find this podcast. And you can visit our website drmommyspeaks.com/podcast for all our show notes and any resources mentioned by me or my guests. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. Until then, happy parenting!